Welcome back, folks, to another episode of Business from the Bass Boat Podcast. I'm your host, Adam Deacon. And guys, today's show is a solo show. And just want to talk a little bit about my plans fishing wise for 2024. But tons of news over the weekend. This is recording this on Sunday, March the 3rd. The Elite Series tournament just wrapped up on Lake Fork, and wow, what an absolute crazy tournament. Super fun to watch. Really didn't know who was going to win, in my opinion, in that last couple of hours. I feel like it was kind of a three horse race, if you will, between really, I mean, Trey McKinney, just incredible as far as what he has accomplished at this point. But between him, really, Justin Hamner, Tyler Williams, and then Tyler Rivette too, with those giant 10 and 11 pounders, both Tyler and Tyler Rivette and Justin Hamner caught at the end, I thought was just made for some awesome drama. I think, again, Bassmaster's coverage has been phenomenal with all of this. I think that it is really crazy to me to see someone like Trey come out. And he did catch some at the end of the day up shallow, right? Like, of course, he's using electronics, and like a lot of these rookies are extremely good with them. But I think that a lot of these guys are good without them as well. And I think that you're just seeing a shift of people who are making this a full-time deal, training like an athlete. I think Dave Mercer said, and I was like, yeah, it's dead. I don't know what these guys are doing. They're fishing 300 days a year, 315 days a year, whatever it is. They're on the water all the time, number one. Number two, they're living on the road, right? So I think you're seeing a different shift with all of that. And of course, they're good with electronics. So it's crazy to see two rookies in the Elite Series leading AOI, tied, both Trey McKinney and Ben Milliken. And shout out to Rick Pierce for picking what an incredible pro staff ad. Let me know off air that he had signed two guys going into 2024. And I asked him who they were, and it was Trey McKinney and Ben Milliken. And it's like, you've got to be kidding me. Talk about a good pick to start for the season for him and for rolling with him. Shout out to him as well. He's fishing the Open, Bassmaster Open on Santee Cooper this week. So hope that he does well there. But I just think that was an incredible tournament to watch. Cool to see these rookies absolutely slinging. They're kicking butt. And it's just been an absolute, first of all, weight-wise for the tournament, 130 pounds, 15 ounces is what Trey McKinney had to get it done. All of the top 10 hitting the century belt at that 100 pound mark. So just an incredible blowout when it comes to what Lake Fork was throwing out weight wise, just some mega fish. I don't think I've ever watched a tournament in my lifetime that was live anyway, that had that many 8+ pound fish caught on camera. Like, it was just ridiculous how many of those great big ones were hooked up. So super fun to watch in my eyes, and just an incredible job for Trey McKinney, being 19 years old, youngest Elite Series ever to win an event. Just what a heck of a hot start and leading AOI right now. And man, it was fun to watch. So super impressed with that young man and all that he has accomplished at 19 years old, just turned 19, by the way. So with that, I guess we'll get into my plans for 2024. So the biggest thing for me this year is I had some options going into 2024. And I think that with the move to Idaho, so Kenzie got into PT school here, a lot of different places, but we settled on Idaho. More of my thought process there was I was open to going east. Also open to going west because I like the west. Ranch real estate stuff I enjoy in the west. And I like the tournament fishing in the west. I really do. And I've kind of just brutally honestly looked at things and said, do I want to be at this pro level or chasing that dream? And for me, at this point in my life anyway, I've opted for a little bit more financial security, right? I mean, it is a grind for those guys that do it, and it is awesome. And to me, I'm happy maybe being a regional guy that competes at a very high level. Or down the line, I don't know. Maybe I'm willing to make that jump. I'm always going to be tournament fishing. It's my drug, right? It's my favorite thing out there, above hunting, above everything else. Like that's my thing. And so, for me, it's kind of like, it's a tough debate on like, cause you see the sponsorship side of things. And then I also see the side of my friends that have, made it financially well, and they're able to fish whenever they want, fish tournaments, all that sort of stuff. So I weigh those two balances and say, okay, what's my highest and best use, and what situation should I look at for some of that stuff? Because either way, in my opinion, if you're sponsored, right? Like you're working for those sponsors. This podcast is working for these sponsors. This is a lot of work. Like at the end of the day, it's an absolute grind. And I think anyone on this Serious Angler Network will tell you that. Bailey and Andy, we all work really hard at this, and it's a lot of time and effort, and we do, you know, are supported by our sponsors, and that's great, but it is a tough deal. There's no doubt about it. And then to add on like the personal sponsorship fishing side, and then stand into a regular job and side gigs and everything else, it gets spread out. And so my goal in 2024 is to simplify a lot of that stuff. I've been pulled a lot of different directions, from real estate investments and little side things to real estate sales and all these different things. And then also podcast, right? Business of the podcast, then tournament fishing. And in 2023, I had a great season fishing out west. My plan was to fish the Western Toyotas. I did that last year and made some money, fished the championship, and enjoyed it a lot. So that led to, I finished, I think, 9th or 10th AOI in 2023. So basically had the option, of course, to fish the invitationals, because they worked their way down. I don't know what the actual thing is, but got an email right away when they put out the schedule with the invitationals around that. So that's always an option. The other options would be, of course, the Bassmaster EQs, and just financially where I'm at, going and fishing 9 tournaments across the country, there'd have to be some serious backing if I was interested in doing that, with my mindset anyway. The other one was the BAM Pro Tour. Was going to take the top 10 from each division, whether that be Major League Fishing, One Bass, or what was the Apex series. Those guys got invites. So I looked really hard at that. And I think that Mark is going to do a fantastic job with that. And it just got to where, looking at the schedule and where my stuff was lining up, started a new job, all that kind of a thing, where stuff was tying in line, very flexible, right? Like I'm a 1099 guy. That's how I am. It's just how I like to work. I like to work on my own time, work really hard, but it's going to be, set up through me. It's just not a regular employee guy for the most part. And so with all of that being said, starting first year of the company, a lot of meetings, a lot of interaction in a new area too, right? In Idaho. And so it has been kind of like, where do I put my time and this kind of a thing. And so, I think the BAM Tour is fantastic. I think that from a payout perspective, I ran all the numbers on the payouts, both on, well, this was specifically for the BAM Pro Tour. And then I compared it to the Major League Fishing Toyota series, especially the ones out west, as well as One Bass. And they had the best payouts from a percentage standpoint, right? Paying back into the field. Now, I think they've got 31, something like, don't quote me on that number, but something in the low 30s as far as their field size. So that kind of sucks a little bit in my eyes, because when you do well, there's just not as much on the top end, right? As far as the payout, but your odds are better. So anyways, love what they've got going on there. Just wasn't in the cards for me to fish it this year, the 4 tournaments plus the championship. And I really like their structure and would like to honestly get to fish that in the future, especially if they keep going and add anglers. So I have to qualify to do that, right? But that's I think something awesome for the West Coast and everything going out west. So that was something I looked at really, really hard and made a decision kind of right at the end to not do that. And then the next option was right what I did last year, the Western Toyota series. And then I also fished the ABAs last year, some in Colorado. Then we moved and that kind of a thing. So my plan was to fish the Western Toyotas, and I've just got tied up here. The Clear Lake's going to be going on this week, snowing. I bet they're going to absolutely smash them. Big fish in Clear Lake right now biting. I mean, you're going to see weights similar to what you're seeing at Fork. Like, you're going to see some 30-pound bags, some 33-pound bags maybe, but some big bags, I think. And so super, super bummed about that. That one hurt a little bit to not go fish that one. I just have work stuff going on right now where there's some deals happening and meetings that I need to be a part of this week. And it just is, it hurts to not be able to go fish that one. So hopefully in the future, as I kind of progress in my career and everything else, I can make time to line all that stuff up. That's been a higher priority for me in the past, right? So my plan is to jackpot some of the quote unquote jackpot, right? I'm not going to say I'm going to go jackpot and win a bunch of money, but rather than one thing about the trade is too, I wasn't super pumped on the championship being all the way in Alabama. I like that it was at Table Rock last year. That made it attractive for a West Coast guy to go tour that. A lot of West Coast guys that don't travel to that championship, right? Ken Ma is one of those guys. He doesn't travel back east for that championship and when he qualifies for it. And so that was kind of my mind too. It's like, well, maybe it's not the end of the world that I'm not fishing Clear Lake, because maybe I wouldn't want to travel all the way back east to Alabama to fish that championship. Now, the competitiveness and the wanting to fish at the highest level I can side of me was like, oh yeah, I want to go fish that championship, especially it's $235,000 and they pay 10 grand for the highest angler of the year out from the West. So like, there's some absolute benefits to, I love what the Toyotas have going on. Big fan of Alan Gray and all that they have going, but not going to make Clear Lake. That being said, my goal is to fish both on Havasu as well as on the Delta for Major League Fishing. So maybe I get a wild hair, go fish a couple more on the other side of the country to make that championship. But happy to see Havasu in May, and then the Delta in June for the Toyota Series standpoint of things. And then with that, still going to fish the ABAs, fish with my buddy Lauren here in the Boise area locally. Enjoy those tournaments a lot. Enjoy their championships for a bass cat in those situations. I think those are awesome championships, and pretty cool to have a chance at a boat against a low number of anglers at those championship events. So plan on hitting those really hard and learning these local lakes, right? Like, I haven't fished a lot around, especially the southern Idaho region, central Idaho region of CJ Strike and Brownlee and Oahe and Cascade. I've jumped on a couple of those places and enjoyed them and fished a little bit around, but looking excited to compete from that perspective. So the other event, the TBFs, there's a TBF event here that I will absolutely be fishing, because TBF is one of the most underrated grassroots tournament avenues that I have ever seen still to this day. Bass Nation stuff. I don't plan on doing any Bass Nation stuff this year, and there's nothing against it other than, I guess, I enjoyed how small the field was at the Bass Nation Championship previously, and I've never made it. I've only ever made it to the regional from that perspective, but I've always liked how there's a 50-boat field at that Bass Nation Championship, and then three of those guys go to the Classic, and one of them makes the Elite Series, right? That's how Matty Wong got into the Elite Series. So how Matty Wong did it. That's how Pat Schlapper did it. That's how Brandon Pollock did it. There's a list of guys who have made it from there. And I understand it from an organization perspective, going up to 200, 250 boats for that championship. And it's going to create more of an opportunity for some folks who maybe aren't fishing all nine of the EQs, right? And they can fish these regionals where their events are, and how One Bass with Billy, they've got stuff going on there. So I think there's some absolute benefits to it. Just for me, and the thought process of that kind of a thing and the travel back just wasn't a high priority. In the future, maybe it is. Maybe, that's the other thing. My biggest goal, again, in 2024, is simplifying my life financially, simplifying my life, where income's coming in at, all that kind of stuff, and focus up. But the other goal is, I told myself, if I'm not fishing a series, the Band Pro Tour, the Western Toyotas, the One Bass, whatever it is, I want to fish the US Open. That's been a goal of mine. I've never done it. So that is a big goal of mine, is to go fish the One Bass Open on Mojave, US Open, in October of the fall. So really looking forward to that one. That is how I am planning on spending my time in October, is to fish that. Such a historical event and a really cool tournament, right? Just with all the history around it. And I really like those desert lakes, Mojave, Havasu Mead, right? Like all of those are super cool places to me. The other thing that's new to me, just because Colorado, not hating on anyone on the Colorado side of things, but just there's not a big bass scene, right? Like there's just not. And there's not in really any of the Western states until you get into California, Arizona, and then a little bit of the northern part of Idaho. And the southern part of Idaho is surprising me. It's got more activity than I had anticipated. Some of these opens will have, from what I understand, 50 boats, 80 boats, you know, good size numbers of things, to where that was Colorado, you know, a big tournament's 30 boats. Like that's a real big one. So the other thing is there's a lot of these opens here, team tournament opens and that kind of a thing. So plan on fishing a bunch of those locally on our couple of reservoirs in town, right? So, or within a couple of hours. So super looking forward to that. It's my kind of fishing with these places as far as deserty. And then some of the northern Idaho stuff, right? Like all the stuff up north is super intriguing to me. The Columbia River is super intriguing to me. I haven't spent any time out there. There's the BAM. The other jackpotting stuff that I'm looking to do is the BAM Pro-Am. So not the Pro Tour, but the Pro-Ams. It's a 85% payback, $800 entry fee. And there's one of those on the Columbia River. It's like, I should go fish that. It's 3.5 hours away. Like there's a lot more of that. That's kind of my plan this year, is to really pick and choose based on my schedule and stay active, and then really work on my fishing locally and continuing to learn electronic stuff, right? Like I feel very sufficient with LiveScope, but man, there's guys getting better and better at that every day. So I need to spend time doing that. And there's a lot of lakes that I can do that on very close to me. So that's my kind of plan for 2024. The other factor in all this is people need to stop getting married. All right, this is getting ridiculous. The amount of weddings in 2024 are starting to rival how many weddings I went to in 2023, and bachelor parties, all that. It's great. Love it. But man, bachelor parties in the spring, it's like, dude, that's fishing season. Weddings kind of getting into the fall, it's like, man, it's starting to get into hunting and some fishing season. So anyways, y'all people need to slow down with that stuff, because it's getting a little crazy. So that was another factor in just kind of working around schedules and timing and everything else. And you just want to put your best foot forward, right? In those, especially the BAM Pro Tour. I mean, that was a $2,250 entry fee, which is a little bit above, right? The Toyotas, the One Bass stuff, and there's four of them, and there's no practice. There's a 30-day off limits, which I think is great, but I haven't fished on any of those bodies of water. I would like to go and pre-practice those things a little bit, right? So to me, that's kind of my plan for 2024. Gear up to fish jackpots and hit it really, really hard from that perspective, but not necessarily a full pro series, if you will, or what I call the AAA, right? The Toyotas, the One Bass, that kind of stuff. So those are my plans, my goals for 2024. Not spread myself so thin with things and get after it. So for anyone else out there figuring out their schedule fishing wise and figuring out life with just how we're always running around and being crazy, stay after it. So with that, leave you folks with a great, hope you're having a great start to your March. And man, if you are down south, you are probably starting to really get itching to chasing some spawning fish potentially, and all that stuff starting to happen across the country as far as just pre-spawn, getting after it. Fishing is gonna be great this year. And with that, please don't forget to like, share, review everything from a podcast perspective as well as on YouTube. We've got a good push on YouTube right now. We're getting a lot of traction there. So keep it up. Appreciate y'all tuning in, and I can't wait for the fantasy fishing recap because some of our teams did very, very bad on the serious angler side of things. So with that, have a good one, folks.